eyes will continue to move. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Senate votes in favor of a measure that averts a freight rail strike, sending it to President Biden's desk.
The Senate voting 80-15 with one present. Congress intervened to prevent a national railroad strike for the first time in 3 decades. But pro-labor Democrats took a loss in the effort to salvage a shaky economy. A liberal push for medical leave could have tanked the deal, but the paid medical leave couldn't overcome a filibuster. Lawmakers from both sides opposed congressional intervention in the labor dispute. Some Republicans advocated another 2-month cooling off period, but that effort failed as well. Rail workers get pay hikes in the agreement, but progressives downplayed that win for the union.
Fox's Chad Pergram. In a win for the Justice Department, a federal appeals court has halted an independent review of documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home, removing the hurdle the DOJ said delayed its criminal investigation of Trump's retention of top secret information. 2 weeks after the murder of 4 college students in Idaho, police are still going through evidence and trying to determine a motive.
There's been a lot of confusion over this based off of the statements that police have been saying, but today they are maintaining that they still believe that this was a targeted attack. Here is what they said in their new statement today. They said, quote, our clarification last night directly addressed comments made by Latah County Prosecutor Thompson, who said the suspect or suspects specifically looked at this residence and that one or more of the occupants were undoubtedly targeted. We remain consistent in our belief that this was indeed a targeted attack, but have not concluded if the target was the residents or its occupants.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Moscow, Idaho. President Biden calling for changes in the presidential nomination process, calling for the elimination of caucuses. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
After weeks of spotting spray-painted anti-Semitic graffiti in areas around Broward County, Florida, deputies say they've arrested 3 suspects.
The anti-Semitic graffiti was all spotted in October, and more than a month later, Broward County Sheriff's officials said they located 3 juveniles they believe were responsible. 2 were booked on 3 counts of criminal mischief, 2 counts of burglary, and 1 count of public order crime prejudice, which the sheriff's office says is a hate crime enhancement. The 3rd teenager faces 2 counts of criminal mischief and burglary. The first graffiti was spotted at a golf course and a park on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. The 2nd time, anti-Semitic messages were painted in the golf course bathrooms. And the 3rd time, it was found at a park and the entrance of a nearby subdivision. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Despite a challenging economic environment, Americans are still willing to extend a helping hand.
Earlier this week, Giving Tuesday raised a record of $3.1 billion in 24 hours for charitable causes throughout the country. The event started as a hashtag back in 2012 and celebrated its 10th anniversary and its position as a staple of fundraising for nonprofits. Its CEO, Asha Curran, said that despite soaring inflation, people are still willing to give. Giving Tuesday estimated that giving increased about 15% from last year's $2.7 billion, outpacing inflation. Still, it's too early to determine whether overall giving in 2022 will stay on par with last year and 2020 when philanthropic donations surged.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The United States' 1-0 win over Iran that earned the team a berth in the knockout round of the World Cup was seen by nearly 15.5 million people on U.S. English and Spanish language broadcasts and digital streams. The 3 U.S. group stage matches averaged 11.7 million, up 10% from 2014. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.